There's only one state in the U.S. that can grow coffee commercially. In a moment, I'll take you to the fields that have the right soil, temperature, and elevation to produce some of the best tasting coffee on earth. It's next on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
There's only one state in the nation that can grow coffee. Aaron Lanuza works on one of those farms.
There's about 20 miles of Kona Coffee Belt with about 300 to about 650 different farms, including private farms, that have great weather for growing Arabica coffee trees.
Aaron is at Kona Joe Coffee on the west coast of the Big Island of Hawaii. This mountainous volcanic terrain has the right climate to produce the crop.
We're at 1,400 feet right now, but yes, elevation at low altitudes and higher altitudes will impact the way the acids taste inside of your coffee. We also have porous ground as well. So that porous ground allows for the water to get seeped down and not overdo the amount of water that our plants get.
While you can find many farms producing coffee here, this farm in particular uses a technique not to be found anywhere else.
Kona is known for coffee, but the Kona Joe Coffee Farm is actually known for its trellis-grown coffee trees. And so the trellis-grown coffee trees will give you more coffee per yield of every coffee tree that we produce compared to another Kona coffee tree.
The trellis is proprietary to this farm, and it allows the coffee tree to produce more branches, which get more sunlight and aeration that positively impacts quality and taste. The process on this farm greatly affects the product.
It is very important that you know that the growing process is very delicate, and the quality coffee that we get from here is much different than where you're going to get coffee at the store. You can buy coffee at the store and be getting a completely different Arabica coffee, which would taste severely different than what you would get here on this farm.
So exactly what goes into producing great coffee? Aaron shares some of the steps next time as we travel the countryside in Kona, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.